very good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Bonjour, Sanbonani. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast episode number 4. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Simpela, the most handsome 30-year-old on this side of the equator, the man you can trust in your hour of need. I'm not rolling alone. I'm rolling with the ever beautiful, the ever shining, glowing, all things. Today she's got an extra Ntoni in her. Oskumi, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good and good, all things good.
Hello, Mlu, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, are you good?
I'm good.
Now you look, you've got an extra glow today.
It's the birthday glow, baby.
Yes.
Birthday glow.
It's in a couple of hours. It's in a couple of hours.
I'm excited.
What are you not going to do?
That's a good question. It's going down. Yeah, much I can tell you.
Yes. So all our Mjolo and sex podcasters, please show her love. She'll share all her handles later on in the show. You can be able to come on and just pop... slide into her DM if you can, and just to say happy birthday. Hope you have much, much more. Let's keep it to that.
Yeah. And e-wallets are welcome, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, e-wallets are very,
yeah,
very welcome.
My gift is also going to be following Skawarawe. Now, Skawarawe.
It will.
Don't worry. We have an interesting show packed for you guys today. We have a very sensitive, very emotional, very funny to certain people, depending on which side of the spectrum of the conversation you sit. But really, I'm really hoping that all the people will be interactive with us. We'll share all our handles later on the show. And hopefully you can engage with us. So, Oskumi, Os Jackie last week, if not the week before, shocked the world on Instagram when she went live. And she spoke about something which is a bit sensitive, which got everybody jumping when he spoke about ukthwala.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. So today we're talking about an extension of that, but also not far from that. We're talking about ukdliswa. We're talking about ukthwala in relations to relationships. And really the question to all of you is, to what degree and extent can we go to purchase love? Magically, so with love potions and whatever. So, Oskumi, I mean, every pole in this, every street light, you are definitely almost guaranteed to find there is a pamphlet that says, "Do you want your lost lover? Bring back lost lover,
Dr. Kombucha,
Dr. Mang Mang."
Yes.
If you want to keep your wife happy, or if you want to be married forever and ever, consult Dr. Mang Mang and Mang Mang. So, and all those things now have sort of sparked this conversation, and Os Jackie just highlighted just but an aspect of that particular conversation. But this conversation will be null and void if we do not have a sangoma umuntu abantu abadala who understands, who works with these things, who will help us unpack this and many, many other conversations that we have. On the line, we have Umkhulu Phumlane. Umkhulu Phumlane, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon. Good evening.
Umkhulu, isenzela ukuthi abantu consume the podcast whenever they decide to. That is why Sikbuli Sagai 3.
No, it's fine.
Mkulu, asqalela. Somebody listening maybe might not understand. Mhlambe lento esikhuluma ngayo. Masikhuluma ngokudliswa, masikhuluma ngokuthwala, masikhuluma zonke lezi zinto, ukubheka mina ngedwa, and all these things. What are we talking about from your profession and what you have experienced?
Ngizocela ngokubulisa futhi ukudliswa lento beyikhona mandulo, ne?
Yeah, mkhulu.
And njengoba beyikhona mandulo, abomkhulu bebadlisa abomama because bebahamba bayosebenza eGoli.
Okay.
Ukuthi bahlale banabo, uyabona?
Hey.
Manje thina sisebenzisa kabi because udlisa i-girlfriend yakho. Bawukuthi uyidlisa bese uyahamba uyayijolela futhi.
Yeah.
Bese-ke kuba nenkinga. Ase uyidlisile, seyikulandelela, sikuba isicefe kuwe uyahamba wena uyayibaleka uyayijolela because of ufake uhambile wayenyangeni wathi le le girlfriend ngifuna izohlala nami le girlfriend manje siyo ushawasiyekudeluni ayisayi kubo ibheke wena wena so ya usalala endlini awusayenzini then you find out ukuthi manje ayisasebenzi the way befaneke isebenze ngakhona le nto
Edemkhulu, what I'm sure usebenzis, you've worked with this. What are some of the most scariest and the most craziest stories have you heard from people in terms of ukthwala, in terms of ukudlisa? Because I understand there's people abakhiphi imali ezishisiwe to do all these things. What are some of the things you've experienced personally as isango?
Ukthwala kuyahlupha.
Okay.
Because ukthwala kuye kunama categories. And mayothwala ipira uyothwala bakunika isikhathi 4-5 years 10 years 15 years
sure.
You understand? Yeah. And manje mayothwala uthwala ungathwala ngenyoka ungathwala ngegundwani ungathwala ngeyinkukhu ungathwala nga anything wena oyipreferay
sure.
But inama consequences ngaphakathi leyo nto yokuthwala because of manje if ever uhambile wayothi ungifuna ukuthwala ngethingithi ufuna 5 years ufuna imali
okay
then bayakubuza ukuthi njoba ngile kule 5 years uzokhona kuyimela na uthi yes ngizoyimela because of ulambile uyahamba lowo muntu akakutshela ukuthi uyokwenzelana then akutshela ukuthi you know ukuthi ukuthi lento isebenza kufuneka igazi ne
Yeah.
Then wena they say wena no, I don't have a problem with that. But no, funny guys, elite close now, which is mhlambo mamako or mntwana.
Sure.
They say uyaqala uyathuka wena. They say hayi no angiyenzi le nto le. Ne? Then leyo muntu athi no, let's change it. Bakufake ehlathini. Ehlathini bathi isilona uzosibona, usosibona nje, usibulaye. Ne? Mawusibona leso silwane leso angithi manje sebatshentshe i-mindset yakho
yes
uyasibona leso silwane uyasibulala ne
two hours
sowubuyile la benisehlathini angithi andiphathi mafoni anenzini ngeni kholwe mntana wakho ushayekile or umama wakho ushayekile you understand
okay
then ke seyiqala lapho ke inkinga
sure
uyabuya uzoyenza lento le And every year, no ukuthi khona kuhambe umuntu wasendlini. Because lento seyiyenzeni, so inika igazi.
Yeah.
Mkhulu,
you
spoke about consequences.
Yeah.
What are some of the consequences to ukthwala besides death?
Besides death?
Yes.
Ngamanye amazwi mkhulu. If ngoba angithi ukuthi ukuthwala kuyahlukana so
yes.
If umuntu ngoba if uthwala imali mhlambe ufuna i-relationship ethile you want zonke lezo zinto ukuthi zindlondlobale what are the consequences zale nto le apart from ke mhlambe ukufa are there other consequences mhlambe
the person onaye angithi ufuna ukuthwala ukuthi u-impress the second person
yeah
that second person uzosafara because now wena uyele ngegama lakhe ukuthi ngifuna ukuthi mhlawumbe for argument sake upule yangithola
yeah
ngifuna ukuthi upule ngabe hey lento ozobuye nayo izolala nopule
yo
you understand
and
manje upuleni akasayindawo
eish
upuleni sekuzoba kufana nokuthi kubana nokuthi sokuyisiqiki la ekhaya sekahleli la ekhaya yangithola
ufana njengomkhovu wakho so
to speak. Ufana lo yes. Ufana nomkhovu wakho because now loyo muntu loyo akasahambi. Uyabona?
Sure.
And makafika masise adlimali. He yenzeke ukuthi futhi ukuthi ushone wena sifike isikhatsi sapha.
Okay.
The puleng lo uzosogola because now akusekho lento lebo wena boyitshela ukuthi yenze
uhambe na zonke lezi zinto lezi
your wealth yonke iyahamba uyangithola and manje kupule akasakhona ukuphuma ngaphandle ayothola in relationship because manje lento seyizenza isizeke la kuyo
Ngiyakuthola mkhulu.
Ayenzani, you find abantu baphuma ibungu ngaphansi nani nani. It's those things because asibatshele abantu esibathandayo or asimtsheli lowo muntu ukuthi ngiyenza ini because of ngifuna ini.
Mkhulu, what is the role ke yamasangoma in this whole thing? Because for me, izangoma or ubungoma is a sacred and a ifana nje no doctor. It's just that awugcokanga a white awugcokanga a white attire awufakanga I mask. So what is the role then of isangoma? Because lento isho ukuthi they do not say the terms and conditions. Are those people abenza lezinto lezi, can they be called isangoma or is it something totally different? Because it seems ngathi sebayi commodifyile because ngathi seyinemali phakathi kwayo. Can they also be those people abenza lezinto lezi isangoma? And what role does the sangomas play in this whole thing?
Let me tell you ngesangoma. Mandulo bekunesangoma kuneyinyanga kunekela.
Okay.
Isangoma masiyothwasa sithwasela ukubhula. Masesibhulile sithumele enyangeni.
Okay.
Inyanga iyalapha.
Okay.
Igeza alithwasanga likhulile ithema likhula ithema lizalwa lento le beyikuye.
Yeah.
Uwazi imithi ayibhekile, uwazi imithi atshele.
Yeah.
No, no, agathwasa isanga noma ubani. Understand, mabathi uyathwasa isikolo uyafunda ngithi.
Yeah.
Then it comes to abantu abasebenzisa these things ezingekho right. Labantu labo bebathwasile bajika bazenza ini abathakathi because manje abantu ababulalana.
Okay.
Isango masibulala.
Okay.
Siyasiza. But masoqala ubulala sithi so umthakathi. Yabona. That's why now sesibheke ini imali. Mawufika wena mlu uza kimi ukuthi ngifuna ubulale bani bani. Sengiyasho ukuthi okay ngifuna ubeke 20,000 phansi. Ngokunika umuthi ngiyenzani? Angisasebenzi ngedlozi manje.
Yo.
Ngoba idlozi alifuni umuntu obulalayo. Idlozi liclean kakhulu.
Yeah.
Alizwani nomuntu obulalayo.
Mm.
Masoqala ubulala kushuthi awusasebenzi ngedlozi or awusasebenzi ngesithunzi.
Sure. Mkhul, lastly, what are some of the things ama couples or boyfriend and girlfriend can they be on the lookout for guma relationships? Because last season, aka atuthole amaje bekin gabonang. So what are some of the things, Mkhulu, that we need to look out for to say go to Mlungis? I'm sure udlisiwe or mhlamba usibani bani uthwele mhlamba uhuma uthwele ukuthi hayi agcine indoda yakhe. So what are some of the things that we need to be on the lookout for?
Yazi ama relationships amashwayini lo.
Yeah.
Asina trust kokuqala.
Yes.
Asi trustani kokuqala and asikho open. We have to fanele masiqale ku relationship siqale as friends so that we can know each other. We can open up to each other, young daughter.
Yeah.
But China in the sense that we jump to relationship, utholo kuthi lo muntu une rebound yakhe nawe meyinkinga zakho. Young daughter. And a trust in between, sesihambelana inyanga kuthi hayi lona ngathi uyenzani nalo wenzani, iqala lapha inkinga.
Okay.
Yabona. But if there was open up mina nawe kuthi yazi mina ngifuna i open relationship. Makube siyenyanga nasiye sithu.
Yeah.
Makube senza ina siyenze sithu masiye sontweni sonike kwamanzi asiye sithu
yanasena.
Then it's an open relationship. We know ukuthi umuntu amangekho usendaweni so.
Yes.
Young thought.
Yes.
And then naloyo muntu loyo mane mahamba nethu ufanele angabi bias abe straightforward. Azi ukuthi okay umlu unonkosikazi wakhe or umlu uzilungisela unkosikazi. Young thought.
Mkhulu, besingaxoxa nawe ilanga lize lishone. And I can imagine ziningi izinto esingasikhavaranga, but because of isikhathi, we will definitely have a part two and mhlambe we will talk further about this conversation. Thank you so much for your insight, Mkhulu. And hopefully we'll chat again very soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mkhulu.
Thank you.
Yo, Khumi, to say that was a mouthful, will I be scratching the surface. It's we live in a very scary world.
Like It's a movie.
Yeah, 20,000.
Imagine.
20,000.
Imagine.
Just to, I want to stay with Khumi forever. Yeah, you can kill my mother, or you can kill my sister. It's fine. I'll sacrifice that for the sake of love.
Awamar.
And it's broad love, as Mkhulu said.
It is.
It's not organic. It's not original. And I love what Mkhulu said in the end. Relationships, even chemistry says, it's two different elements coming together to form one thing.
Mm.
So when if Mlu does this, and I subscribe to this, I'm sure Khumi can also liena sort of, and vice versa as well. Yes. Because then with the minute we want to now impose ourselves, impose our insecurities, and that's when now, oh, you go to my, and then I go to Dr. Smangmang, and then that's when it becomes a whole mess.
It is a mess. And it's, I don't know, for me, it always blows my mind. And it's funny because we always joke about it.
Yeah.
You know, Kanti, there are people who actually do this. They go to these great lengths to hold on to their partners.
And with they carry dire consequences.
They do.
And they're totally oblivious to those, I suppose.
And I don't know. I don't know. For me, it's, don't you want to know that Thabi Singh loves you wholeheartedly? And out of her own free will, you know. Yeah. It's not because of Dikari. Like, I don't know. I would want to know that my partner loves me. Not because Kimushishije, you know.
Then trust. That's where trust comes in. Khumi is too beautiful. I'm sure if I can get
somebody else wants her.
So I must keep it to myself.
Jo, bushaba mina kiliwane.
Yes. So, pega mina ngedwa.
I can't pronounce that.
Wow. You can't pronounce, but I know what you can definitely pronounce. Guys, those who want to be interactive with our conversation, with this very interesting conversation, you can definitely pronounce our social media platform.
Yes, talk to us. On Twitter, we are at Daily Sun.
Yes.
Facebook, it's Daily Sun. And we're also on the website, www.dailysun.co.za.
Ooh, guys, I'm trying to gather myself.
My mind is still blown.
Yeah.
My mind is still blown.
It's crazy. But guys, ultimately, love and trust one another.
Yes.
It's the most important thing. And I think that's a takeaway that you can take from this particular episode. But once again, thank you so very much for listening and taking your time to pay attention to whatever that we have to put together for you. At times it's borderline crazy. At times it sounds really like out of the movie stuff. But really it's really to broaden the conversation and to open the mind to say that really there is a lot when it comes to love, sex, and relationships. But once again, thank you so much for interacting with us. Tomorrow is Oshumi's birthday.
Tomorrow being the 27th.
Yes, tomorrow being the 27th. So, but whenever you consume this podcast, go check her out and
wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Her birthday is valid like Oskido for 1 month.
Yes, it is.
Yes, for a whole
month. It's not over until last year it's over.
Khumi Siabi is where you can look for her.
On all the socials.
Guys, the DMs, can we please keep it at happy birthday?
Please.
Keep it at happy birthday.
Unless you ask him for my bank details, then yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You should see. You should see her. But once again, guys, we're approaching the festive season, and we are told that there is going to be another spike of the coronavirus. Guys, it is of uttermost importance to really sanitize, keep your distance, wear your mask, guys. It's going to be bird.
But we need to be safe at the end of the day.
What is happening in Eastern Cape is quite shocking.
It is. It's scary.
It's quite shocking. So, guys, as I believe, guys, please make sure that you are safe. It's hot, as Khumi says. We've got bottles of water.
Drink water.
Yeah, we're drinking water. And guys, please make sure that you condomize. And you stay safe. I know some people's relationship statuses are going to change as of the 1st of December. But whatever the case might be, guys, please stay safe and play.
Yeah, if you find yourself a December playmate, play safe.
I say believe. Once again, from me, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 30-year-old, the guy that you can trust at all times, Mpela.
Hey, ladies, did you hear that?
Yes. Yes.
And me, Romy Siabi.
It's love and light, guys.
Be kind to one another.
Sharp.